Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Blog Talk Radio? This is the Hangman. Been away for, 2 years now? Decided it's probably time to start doing this again. Just wanted to give you, this is going to be a 30-minute show. Just wanted to touch on some things that's going on in my life, what's been going on the last 2 years, where I stand on professional wrestling right now, where the show's headed. Some personal thoughts concerning what I've been doing the last 2 years. If you want to call in, ask me questions, that's fine. Call in number is 607-203-5388. Give me a call. We'll put you on the air. Talk as long as you want. Ask me a few questions. You know, that's totally up to you. Just a few things. Like I said, it's been 2 years. Lots gone on in 2 years. You know, I wrestled my last match this July will be 2 years after having the back surgeries in October of 2013. I decided that after that, I wrestled two matches Friday, Saturday night in July. I wrestled Brian Blade on that Saturday night for the MCW title in Chillicothe, Missouri for a benefit at the YMCA. He did a pretty good toll on my back during that match. And for those that wasn't there and didn't know what happened, at the end of the match, we were fighting up the ramp and onto the stage. And we ended up both going off backwards off the stage. Tore him up pretty good and tore me up pretty good. Knocked us both out. We had to be taken to the back. After that match, I kind of sat down and reevaluated my wrestling career. And after that, I decided to maybe take some time off, take a couple of years, see what happens, see how my back feels. Get back in, you know, maybe get back into shape and get back in the ring. But I don't foresee me doing that. I think it's time. I just turned 40 years old in December. It's time to hang up the boots and not be in the ring anymore. So that's where I stand on that. Not saying that I won't attend shows, you know, and be there for my buddies, the Iceman, you know. Him and I have had our fights against each other, and we've tagged together. I'll be there to support him, Brian Blade, all of you guys that I've worked with over the years. I will be here to support you guys 100%. As for maybe managing, that's not out of the question. If I can find somebody that I'd want to manage and a organization I would like to work for, that's always a possibility. I'm not against totally stepping out of the wrestling business, but it's going to be limited. If I decide to do commentary, I can do that. Or like I said, managed, promoting wise, I'm done with that too. I just don't have the funds to be doing that anymore. So as for promoting, I won't be doing any more promoting. But like I said, you know, you might see me doing some commentary somewhere or on a videos for an organization. You know, I'm always open to that. You know, if you guys want to get a hold of me and say, hey, Hangman, can you come do commentary on a video? Give me a holler. I have no problem with doing that. You know, so that's pretty well it for the wrestling deal for me. You know, either managing or commentary, that's about where I'm at now. I do still have my referee's license. You know, if somebody wants me to do an occasional guest referee or something, I'm not opposed to that either. You know, just get a hold of me and let me know. If you want to call in, ask any questions, again, it's 607-203-5388. I'm going to do a 30-minute show. We got about 24 minutes left here. As for the show, I've decided to do it regularly now. Like I said, we've been off the air for 2 years. I'm going to do it. I like to do it daily. That may not happen depending on what I've got going on, you know, work-wise or kids or anything like that. I would like to do it daily, but, you know, I'm probably going to at least do it 3 to 4 times a week. And I'm not just going to talk about professional wrestling. You know, there's other things out there to talk about also. I will have professional, you know, I'll talk WWE. Whoever wants to talk WWE, call in, you know, we'll talk about it. You know, we got WrestleMania coming up next Sunday. I'm sure I'll be doing some shows in between now and then, updating people on what's going on with WWE, where the matches are looking, you know, any other news concerning WWE or Ring of Honor, or any of the local indie groups, you know, any local wrestlers want to call in, that's cool. Call in, we'll talk, see where you're going, where you're going to be, what you got coming up, you know, that's all cool with me. I'm always down to talk wrestling, you know that. But, you know, there are other things to talk about. You know, I don't want to get much into politics because I really don't care for anybody that's running for president. So they can all stick it, but especially Trump. You know, I think he's just an egomaniac, you know, and Clinton, she's just a liar. So I don't really want to get into politics, so we'll just leave it at that. Some things I do want to talk about over the past few years that's been going on. I don't know how to put this. I have been bouncing around, you know, working here, working there, living here, living there. But here recently I have moved to California, Missouri. And the reason, you know, a long time ago, about 18 years ago, I lived here. I worked at a little store called Places Discount Stores as assistant manager. And California is a nice little town. It is. But there were things going on. I was getting divorced. My ex-wife moved back up to North Missouri, Trenton area, Jamesport with my son. You know, I didn't like being away from him. You know, I quit here, went to work in Jeff City for a while as a bartender and assistant manager at a bar. And then I moved back to North Missouri because I wanted to be, you know, closer to my son. Now it's 18 years later. You know, I've always wanted to move back to California. Like I said, it's a nice little town. You know, not a lot here. It's not a very big town. But it's a nice town. The people here are nice. They're friendly. They're good people. I looked up an old friend that I worked with on Facebook, and we got to talking. And we talked for a little while, started in December. And then the 27th, which is Sunday, which is Easter. Happy Easter, everybody, and Good Friday also. We started talking, and we decided to start seeing each other. So I moved down here to California to be close to her, but also because I wanted to come back to California and look for a job. And I've been doing that. It's been kind of hard, been kind of rough. We've had a rough couple months. She's had to have surgery. She was down for a while. Her dad wasn't getting along too well. He had cancer, and he passed away Monday. So there's been a lot of emotional stuff between her and I, but we made it through 2 months, and, you know, if we can make it through this, I think we'll be all right. Also, on top of all that, my dad and I, excuse me, my dad and I, over the past 3 years, haven't had the best relationship. Recently, he found out that, you know, he has fibrosis in his lungs, and he's got some problems with his heart. We didn't talk for about 3 years, and forgive me, this is hard. Recently, he was in the hospital about a month ago, and I went to the hospital and talked to him for the first time in 3 years. You know, from watching Jessica and her dad's relationship and how things were going with him and where things were going, it made me realize that, you know, time is short. Time is real short. And the 3 years that I missed with him are 3 years I'm not going to get back. She made me realize that spending time with your parents is precious. You never know what's going to happen or when it's going to happen. God has a plan for all of us, and, you know, he's the only one that knows when somebody's going to leave this earth as we know it. So what I'm saying is, you can be mad at somebody. They may have done you wrong, but don't hold it against them. You can forgive them. The Bible says you can forgive. Maybe you can't forget what happened, but you can forgive and make up with them and spend as much time as you can with them. I know she had her surgery and she was off for 6 weeks, and she spent every day with her dad. That's time. Like she said, you know, if she hadn't have been off, she probably wouldn't have gotten or wouldn't get back. And I understand that. And my dad, if you're listening, I love you. And I'm going to try to spend as much time or talk to you, call you, whatever, as I can. Because I know time's precious. Sorry. Probably the hardest thing I've ever had to do is talk about life and spending time with somebody. Just like last year, I had two cousins that passed away unexpectedly. One was 42, the other one was 30. You know, life's short. I understand that. I had an uncle that was 40 when he passed away. 39, 40 when he passed away. Life is short, everybody. I'm not saying, you know, you have to quit your job and just do nothing. But what I'm saying is, life is short. Live it. You know, do stuff. Do stuff as a family. Be with your family, your kids, as much as you can. Because life, you never know what's going to happen. Life's real short. I'm not going to say I'm a holy man, and I'm not going to say that I don't believe in God, because I do, in Jesus Christ. But what I'm saying is, if you don't go to church, I know, you know, my philosophy is you don't have to go to church every Sunday to be with God or to be in good faith with God. But please, you know, pray. You know, this is hard. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. When a loved one is sick or somebody needs help, or yourself needs help, just pray. You know, God will listen. He listens to all prayers and he answers them. It may take a while, but he will. And, you know, it's coming up on Easter Sunday, you know, be a good time to start. Go to church this Sunday and, you know, be with your family. Take them all to church. Get the kids involved. That's, I think, one of the biggest things nowadays that I see in churches is not enough kids are getting involved. So, you know, I know some will say, oh, I don't want to go. I'm not saying make them go, but encourage them to go. And like I said, spend as much time with your family as possible. If a loved one's sick, go see them. Go see them. Spend some time with them. We got about 12 minutes left in the show. If you want to call in, it's 607-203-5388. I know if you listen to this later, you're not going to be able to, but you know, if you want to talk to me on the air, give me a call, ask me questions. That's fine with me. But what else to talk about? You know, we can talk about some WrestleMania right now. I kind of got done early with my spiel. You know, we got Taker versus Shane McMahon coming up at Mania. My thoughts on that are, you know, kind of mixed. I'm a big Taker fan, always have been. I like to see Taker win at Mania, but I have a feeling this is going to be his last one. And with what Vince said Sunday or Monday night on Raw about that, if Taker doesn't beat Shane, this will be his last WrestleMania. I kind of believe that. I have a feeling that's what it's going to come down to, is that Taker is going to lose to Shane, and this will be his last Mania. You know, he just celebrated his, what was it, his 60th birthday, I think it was, yesterday or the day before, which, by the way, you know, happy birthday to Undertaker, late. But I have a feeling that this will be his last Mania, and hopefully next year, you know, he'll go into the Hall of Fame. I have no doubt that he won't go into the Hall of Fame, but I believe it will be next year. As for seeing the deal on Sting the other day, he was talking to TMZ. He said that his neck is doing fine and that he hasn't officially retired. But, you know, he's being inducted to the Hall of Fame this year. So congrats to Sting. And it's about time that we saw the Freebirds inducted in the Hall of Fame. I've been preaching for, well, I mean, it was 2 years ago when I did my last show, and I was preaching then that the Freebirds should be inducted in the Hall of Fame. There's no reason why they shouldn't. You know, they were probably one of the first factions around, besides the Horsemen and the Von Erichs. They're the ones that brought rock and roll to wrestling, you know, started coming down to the ring to rock and roll music. no reason for Michael Hayes, Terry Gordy, Jimmy Jam Garvin, and Buddy Roberts not to be in the Hall of Fame. So congratulations to the Freebirds. Just saw the other day that they decided to induct Stan Hansen to the Hall of Fame, which I believe is a good fit. When I grew up, when I was growing up watching WCW, loved to watch Stan Hansen wrestle. You know, two he's big, had big chaw in his mouth, you know, spitting all over the place and slobbering and getting it all over him and everybody else, you know. I just love watching Stan Hansen. He was awesome to watch. I never got to see him live, but he was good. He was a good wrestler and well deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. And to see that Van Vader is inducting him in the Hall of Fame is even a good testament. Also, you know, Vader and Hansen had a few feuds together against each other, and they were awesome. So, like I said, congrats to Stan Hansen. If you want to call in, we got about 8 minutes left. It's 607-203-5388. If you want to call in, ask me a question, talk wrestling, whatever you want to talk about, that's cool with me. Again, on the Hall of Fame, Boss Man, good induction. Should have been as well deserved, too. Should have been done, I don't know, several years ago also, just like the Freebirds. You know, he was a big contributor to a lot of good matches and both the AWA, the NWA, WCW, WWE. I seen Boss Man when I was younger. My dad took us to some buddies took us to a wrestling match down in Kansas City, and I seen Big Boss Man versus Hulk Hogan. Was a very good match. When we pulled in the parking lot to go into, I believe it was at the Municipal Auditorium that time we went. Because, like I said, that was way back when I was a kid. I was like 13, 14 years old. We pulled into this little parking lot behind the arena, and this other car, this Cadillac, pulls up beside us, and lo and behold, Slick, the manager of Big Boss Man, gets out. And me and my buddies just go nuts. We're like, hey, that's Slick. And they're like, ask him if that's, you know, ask him if he's Slick. So I turned around, I asked him, I said, sir, I said, you Slick? And he's like, yes, I'm the, you know, I'm the Dr. Style Slick, you know. My dad handed me a business card and a pen. And he said, here, get his autograph. So Slick signed, you know, this little business card and gave it to me. And I believe I still have it in a lockbox somewhere. But it was just kind of cool, you know, you're 13, 14 years old and you meet the Dr. Style Slick. And we were giving him crap because we knew Hogan was fighting the Boss Man that night, and we were giving him crap, you know, hey, you know, Boss Man's going to get his butt beat, Hogan's going to beat him, blah, blah, blah. He's like, no, man, he's like, man, the Big Boss Man, he's going to take care of Hulk Hogan tonight, he's going to take his title, you know. It was just funny, we were giving him crap. So, you know, just, you know, little things like that when you're a kid, you know, it's pretty awesome, you know. And like I said, my dad took us to that. And that also gets back to what I was talking about earlier, spending time with your family. You know, take your kids to events and stuff like that. You know, it don't have to be a big wrestling match or anything like that. I know I'm living here in California. I know New Breed Wrestling is going to be 30 minutes down the road Saturday night down here in Eldon. You know, I think matches start at 6 and doors open at 5. It's like $10 to get in, you know. Even little shows like that. The independent shows, I will tell you right offhand, you will get more entertainment out of an independent show than you will WWE's. You know, WWE's a lot bigger. Yeah, they got music and pyro and fireworks and blah, 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 blah. You're on TV. But what you get from an independent show is more personal, more up close than anything you'll get from a big show like WWE. So, like I said, if you're listening, you got nothing going on Saturday night, you got kids, grab them up and take them to an independent wrestling show. You know, if you live down here close to Eldon, Missouri, go to New Breed on Saturday night and watch those guys. You never know. The Hangman might show up and be in the audience too. You just never know. But we got about 4 minutes left in the show. If you want to call in, like I said, 607-203-5388. I'll answer any questions you want to ask or anything you want to talk about. I guess in all, like I said, the shows are going to be probably an hour long from now on. I want to try to do them on a more regular basis, at least 3 to 4 times a week, if not every day. It just depends on what I've got going on, you know, if I'm working or I got something to do. I can pretty much do these shows anywhere, but all I got to have is my cell phone and my laptop and my hotspot. We can get this done, but like I said, if you want to call in during the shows, I appreciate it. You know, it gives me someone to talk to, something to talk about, besides me just rambling on and on and on. But like I said earlier in this show, we got a little less than 3 minutes here. Like I said, spend time with your parents, spend time with your kids, spend time with your other relatives, because like I said, you never know when somebody's not going to be here anymore. So spend all the time you can with them, as much as you can. Life is short. You know, I know we all have, you know, jobs and things to do, but also take time for yourself, you know. Spend time doing things with your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife. You know, the little things you do for them mean a lot for them too. But live life. You know, live like there's no tomorrow. Like Garth Brooks, what was the Garth Brooks song that, if tomorrow never comes, you never know. Anything can happen. When the good Lord's ready to take you home, he's ready to take you home and there's no questions asked. You know, like I said, it's Easter this weekend. If you don't go to church, the British lady just told me we got 90 seconds left. But anyways, you know, it's Easter Sunday, this Sunday. If you don't go to church, attend church. At least attend it for Sunday, you know, Easter. If you don't have a church, ask around. Find out who's got the best, you know, what you're looking for. I'm sure somebody in town will let you know. 60 seconds, she says. Somebody in town will let you know where to go and where the best church is. And if you're having family dinners, you know, have fun. Be safe. Go to them. And, you know, just have a good day on Sunday is all I'm saying. But be safe and spend time with your family. We're getting down to about 30 seconds left in the show. I appreciate it if you've been listening. Like I said, I'll post when the next one's going to be on Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook at Jeremy Hudson or look for Jack Hangman Norton. Friend request me. I will post on there when the next show is. I got 10 seconds left, they said, so I'm going to wrap this up. You all have a good, blessed day. Be safe. If you go out tonight, this weekend, be safe. If you've been drinking, you're on drink this weekend, be safe. From the Hangman, I'll talk to you later. Peace.